This is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language. I am the Bomber.
And I'm the Belle.
And we are a Black married professional couple.
And on this podcast, we share our experiences and tips as we traverse the swinger lifestyle.
Welcome to the Black
and Kinky
Lifestyle. So listen, today we're not doing a hit list, okay? Is that all right with you?
I guess, but why?
I mean, I kind of want to just jump in. I mean, the last movie we saw was Solo.
Yeah.
And I liked Solo.
I did like Solo.
So maybe we can do a hit list on Star Wars.
The whole Star Wars universe?
The whole
or just Solo?
Star Wars universe.
That's a lot.
Well, I already know what I want.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
It's Princess Leia from Return of the Jedi when she was kidnapped by Boba Fett, the big guy. Jabba.
Oh, Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, she had the little metal. The little metal.
I think that's everybody's because she had like the bra and the little skirt thing.
It was extremely sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. Yeah. Don't you like the Lando? What is it? Calrissian? Is that
yes, Lando Calrissian, past and present. I'll take both of them.
Colt 45. He's the only mustache that doesn't need to go away. Yes.
I mean, I guess mustaches are all
smooth.
Right.
Only black guy in the universe. Okay, so this episode I'm really excited about because this is the first episode where we will be answering emails.
Yes.
So this is episode 8. It's titled, and I didn't reveal the title to you, but it's titled, Coming Prepared.
Oh, like C-U-M.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Coming Prepared. Mm-hmm. Coming Prepared. Lifestyle supplies to pack for play adventures. All right, so we're going to answer emails, talk about what to bring for play adventures, and then we're going to talk about our sticky pages.
Yes.
You remember what our sticky pages was about?
Absolutely.
All right. Very excited about that sticky pages because it was so fun. All right. So here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to read the first email.
Okay.
And then you're going to answer. And then you can read the second email and then I'll answer first.
Okay.
And that's how we're going to do this. All right. So this is from S. This might not even be a question, but let's see. Howdy, Bomber and Belle. Oh. The wife and I just found your podcast and enjoyed it. I really liked you guys talking about busting the algorithm bubble. You remember when I talked about that?
No.
I talked about, like, when you're watching YouTube videos, like, try not to stick around. Try not to watch the videos and the content that only speak to your...
Oh, like when you just be watching Fox News clips. Just
yes.
To, like, mix it up.
Uh-huh. Like, if you are conservative and you're just watching conservative pundits and channels and YouTubers, like, you are enclosing yourself in a... In like, a wisdom prison. You're not...
Wait. So, for a podcast primarily about fucking, they asked about this.
Well, no, I mentioned it.
Oh, I know, but no. Okay, go ahead.
So, no, but I'm just, no, they didn't, they're not saying what I said, but uh-huh. but they respected the fact that I brought it up. Yes,
okay.
And it's important for,
I gotcha.
So I'm just reminding folks what I was talking about that might not have heard that.
Yeah.
So basically what I was saying is if you are a progressive person and you only watch progressive media, like, you are enclosing yourself in a bubble that is stifling your growth.
Right.
Just like with when it comes to two sides of a story, there's one side of the story, the other side of the story, and then the truth. So
right.
Then the three sides.
Yeah.
Same is true for, you know, different perspectives. So I just said, make sure you listen to both sides.
Okay.
And that's what this viewer or this listener is referring to. Anyway, their email continues. The wife agrees, this is where it gets juicy.
Ooh.
The wife agrees completely with Belle on Killmonger. Right?
Yes.
Remember, that was our hit list.
Absolutely.
So that was Belle's hit list. She wants to bang Killmonger.
Mm-hmm.
But Thor is still her number one four. her number one as far as the one she wants. So okay, she's going for that. Thor. That's, yeah.
Even the one eye thing is sexy. Like, you he like got the a back, one, but you know.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Hello.
Oh, sorry.
So the email continues. If we are staying on the Avengers / Black Panther theme, then the Scarlet Witch would be my number one. Now, I agree with that. I actually think Scarlet Witch is really sexy.
Like, if I'm going to go for a white girl, definitely a redhead would be the way to go.
You're a redhead fan?
Yeah, I like redheads.
Okay, you know there are some black redheads out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I'm just
I'm down
you know.
With the gingers.
They're fricklier, though. I think.
I like freckles.
Actually, I think wasn't there a ginger in the last Solo movie? Was she a ginger?
Yes.
Oh, she was a ginger.
Spoiler
she had
alert.
Sexy, no, it's not spoiler alert. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know what the context is. All right. Email concludes. Just wanted to let you know that we enjoy the podcast and we'll continue to listen. Thank you, S. I'm not saying your full name because I wasn't sure if I had permission or not. But if you're listening, you know who you are. Please keep sending us emails. We really appreciate it.
Send us emails. Yes, I like that.
Okay. So you can read this next one.
Okay. From Mr. and Mrs. Flash. Well, okay, let's go. Firstly, thanks for launching your new podcast while bringing your unique, much-needed perspective to those of us African-Americans who are interested in exploring the lifestyle. We've dabbled for a couple of years and are now ready to graduate to a lifestyle vacation, preferably a cruise or a resort, e.g. Desire. We were hoping you could provide some guidance on identifying African-American groups to vacation with on either a lifestyle cruise or resort. We look forward to hearing from you on this, and in the meantime, we'll enthusiastically partake of your new podcast. Congratulations and good luck.
All right. So I love this question.
I do too. I mean, well, we're going on our first lifestyle vacation in November.
Yes, that's right. So we're going on the Bliss Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to that. So as far as answering this email, though, I think it's so important. So what I'd say to Mr. and Mrs. Flash is, you know, our friends at Amore Getaways actually does... organized trips for folks. But that doesn't necessarily answer your question because I think your question is really about finding your network of travelers. The truth is it's interesting that you mentioned graduating to lifestyle cruises, because I think in the lifestyle, there are many different types of graduations that you'll have, and this is just one of them. And so when you do graduate to a lifestyle cruise or lifestyle vacation, you'll find that you're going to run into people of color and African-American couples on these cruises that are like-minded. And when you continue going on vacations, and this is what we've heard from other folks because we haven't done this yet, but you're going to be likely to run into some of the same folks at different events. And the reason why I mention that is because that will be an opportunity for you to begin to build a network of not only African-American couples that are in the lifestyle, but African-American couples that are in the lifestyle and that like to travel.
Yeah.
And so I say this all to say that you will soon graduate to the point where you're organizing your own trips and getting other African-Americans to join your crew and your group. You know, one of the things that Belle and I talk about, and, you know, we talked about this with a few of our friends, is about getting our network and building it to the point where we can organize our own cruises and our own trips.
Right.
So keep in contact with us. You are part of a growing movement.
Yeah. And I think, well, one event I'll mention is Mocha Fest that happens, I want to say in June or something like that. But Mocha Fest is like a black week at Hedonism. Hedonism and one of the other hotels down there in Jamaica. So that's like, if you're looking for concentrated black people lifestyle event, Mocha Fest is one of the biggest ones. But I say, yes, I agree definitely with the bomber. Once you build your network, you can have lifestyle vacations in non-lifestyle places, because honestly, some of these resorts and cruises charge you like double just so you can be topless and like fuck in a conference room. But if you have a group of friends that, you know, want to share like an adjoining suite or something like that, you can go to a vanilla location and still have a lifestyle vacation. So, you know, don't box yourself in. I mean, definitely go to the lifestyle resorts, go to the lifestyle cruises, but don't necessarily box yourself in, because one, it's always better to go to those things with friends, and it's always good to save money.
Definitely good to save money. Yeah. Some of these cruises are like all really expensive. Like we're talking 5 G's.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily have to be all inclusive. Okay, so I'll read the next email. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is another juicy one. All right. So my question is for Belle. Mm. Do you ever worry that Bomber will get fucked and sucked so well that he'll continue to engage in a relationship with that play partner and eventually cheat on you or leave you for that play partner? Now listen, Belle,
Ow.
I don't want to hear about self-esteem issues or confidence. I think that most people can wonder about this. And I would agree. Most people can worry about this. So she wants you to keep it real. All right. So, honestly.
Who else is she?
Come on now.
Oh. It could be a guy.
If it was a guy, he would have asked about, like, me being worried that you would leave. That's just my opinion.
Okay, I got you. So am I worried that, like, you'll enjoy somebody so much that you'll cheat on me or leave me? Honestly, no. For several reasons. So okay. I'll explain. Mm-hmm. So one, like, if you were ever to meet Bomber, you would know that he just, like, that would be a lot of work for him. And he's just not interested in doing all of that. But on the other thing is, like, whenever you're approaching or thinking about the lifestyle, and I think we've talked about this, like, trust is of utmost importance, right? So I have to trust that he wouldn't do that. Or if he decided that, you know, somebody is just amazing, that he would at least tell me that, you like, you know what, remember that couple we played with, you know, the wife was just bad, and like, I don't know if she could be our girlfriend or something like that. Like, I would trust that he would at least tell me. But the foundation, I trust him enough that if he was feeling some type of way about anybody, that he would at least say something to me about it first. I mean, is it in the realm of possibility? Absolutely. Like, it's not, I'm not saying that, oh, it's impossible, it wouldn't happen, but I'm just not interested in living in fear in that way.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny that you said that.
Like, I just don't want to give the energy to that. Like I don't, why occupy my mind with that space? We have a trusting relationship, we communicate. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if there's any time an issue or something like that were to come up, we would talk about it. But otherwise, like, I don't see the point in putting my energy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And fuck, I'm awesome, so he ain't gonna find nobody else be married to, at least.
I'm so glad. There's a
couple of things. Oh, and just for the record, yeah, there have been chicks that have sucked his dick better than me, so I don't know about fucking, but there have definitely been a few that have sucked him better than I have.
And there's probably a few that gave you some better stroke game than I did.
And I don't do anal, so he's not going to get that here either, so yeah, have at it.
So, okay, so there's just a bunch of things you said that I agree with, but I'm not going to spend too much time on that. But I will say, so I just wanted to bring a bit of realism to this question.
Uh-huh.
So the truth is that we have, there are two things that I think we have that are really good and important that other couples have. So there, this, the fact that both of us feel very secure in our relationship, mm-hmm. that's one thing. And then we also have chosen to trust each other. Mm-hmm. And I talk about trust as being a choice. You have to choose to trust your partner. Trusting them doesn't mean that they're not going to betray you.
Right.
It just means you are choosing to trust this person and not worry about what may come, not living in fear, like you said. But then there's, so that's, I think that's the easy part. The other part is, being secure in your relationship. And the, one of the last things that Belle said right now, this is the realism part. She said, I'm bad. And she's right. She's bad. Like her titties are out right now. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna throw that away. But it's clear that we both feel secure in our relationship. Right now we do, and there may come a time, and there may have been times in the past where we weren't there. Mm-hmm. So, for example, and there are couples right now that are listening to this that don't necessarily feel secure in their relationship that may still choose to trust their partner. So let me give you an example. Right now, I'm pretty healthy in terms of my self-esteem levels. Mm-hmm. I got a job. I'm able-bodied. I bring in money. And I feel like I'm a charming individual. But what if I get hit by a car tomorrow and I become paralyzed from the waist down? Now, this is serious. Now, I'm keeping it so real. And let's say I become paralyzed from the waist down. And I know you like getting penetrated.
Yeah.
Now I can't penetrate you.
I mean, but does your dick still work?
Well, I don't know. We'll get a paraplegic on the show one day and we'll talk about that. But I know I won't be able to lay it down as good as I did,
right,
you know,
right,
when I had, you know. So I might still choose to trust you, but I'm not going to feel secure.
Yeah.
In my relationship at that time. Mm-hmm. So the same is true with women who may get pregnant. There's points at which they might not feel super secure, although they choose to trust their partner, they're still vigilant. Mm-hmm. Or if your partner has cheated on you in the past and you forgave them, you may choose to trust them, but your feeling secure in the relationship may become very challenging at that point. The truth is that there are many couples that live their entire marriages and their entire relationships not feeling secure in their relationship.
That's too much stress.
And I mean, you might think it's too much stress, but it's just like if you live in certain parts of Chicago that are really dangerous and you have to go to work every morning, mm-hmm. you might choose to trust in the fact that you might not get shot today, but you know it's a possibility, right? That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like you can still trust, but feeling secure is very different.
Yeah.
And so to this person, I would ask them to sort of think about that. One is, can they choose to trust their partner? And two, how secure do they feel in their relationship? How secure do they feel that their partner won't betray them? And if they never feel that way, they need to figure out, like, why that is. Again, I think it's normative to not feel secure in your relationship depending on what kind of relationship you're in. Like if your partner cheated on you in the past or has a habit of cheating, you're just mm-hmm. never going to feel secure in that relationship, but you might be married to them, have kids. So I'm just going to keep it real that this is a privilege that we have. And if you're not secure in your relationship, then the lifestyle is not for you. Like I wouldn't recommend
Mm-mm.
it. Now, I also think it's comical to think that somebody could suck me off so bad that I'm like, I'm going to throw away this marriage, the family that we built, this house we have together, because this woman made me bust a nut so good.
People do it, though.
They do it, and I think that's really unfortunate. I mean, if I was like 18, I'd be doing this all day. Like,
yeah,
I'd be leaving people for nuts. I mean, that, you know, that's what you do, but I'm a mature adult. Like, I know, like, honestly, it takes me about 15 minutes to bust a nut. They're still 23 hours and 45 minutes in the day that I have to be able to tolerate from you. So,
right, yeah.
All right. So I hope we answered your question, A. But do send us another email follow-up if you have any other questions. Okay, so I think I'm reading out this next email. No, you read that. No, you're right. You're going to read this email. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I love your podcast. I am the male half of an African-American Puerto Rican couple living in New England who are on the cusp of joining the lifestyle. We want to visit a club, but still waiting for the right event and babysitter availability to converge. In the meantime, we have been listening to different swinger podcasts, and I luckily stumbled upon yours. It's truly a breath of fresh air to hear Black folks take on the subject. By the way, you guys aren't the only ones to notice the racial undertones of swinger club dress codes. Thanks again for the time and effort you two put into your recordings. For a topic suggestion, how about talking about what to actually bring to a club or event? From some podcasts, it seems like you need a suitcase or a large weekender bag. Sounds overkill to me, but maybe you guys can explain it better. Peace and love, Coffee and Cream.
Coffee and Cream, this episode is for you. So we're not going to answer this email. We're going to give you a whole episode. Okay. All right. Because it's part of our series on preparing for the lifestyle. So last time
I thought it was coming prepared.
No. That's this episode.
Oh,
coming
okay.
prepared. But our series. So our last episode was on what we do to get ready.
Right.
So this is kind of, you know.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, you got it. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to start by saying that there are so many things you can bring, okay? It's just like preparing for any other trip. You have to sort of think about, well, what is it that will work for you? A lot of what we're going to talk about, some of the things we talk about, some of the things we mention that you might want to bring, we don't bring ourselves because we know what we like. And we know what we like to do. But I thought I'd mention some things that I've also heard from other podcasts, from other forums, also from other folks who've been in the lifestyle for a lot longer than we have. So I'm going to say that, take all the words we're going to bring to you and just think about some things that'll work for you. Some of the suggestions we might have, you might be like, okay, we might not want to bring that. I mean, that'd be cool, but it's okay if we left that at home. Just that's fine. So I divided this up into three different things. So what is it that you bring when you're just going out for the night and you expect to come home on the same night? Usually that's what we do. What is it that you're going to bring for like a weekend getaway, which is what we're going to be doing on August 10th. More about that later. And what you're going to bring on a vacation, right? Yeah. Like a cruise or something like that. So we'll start with just the night. So basically when we're going out for the night, whether it's a hotel social, whether it's a hotel takeover, or whether it's just a play date or a night at the club, what is it that you usually, what is it that's on your main list of things to bring, Belle?
Condoms.
Mm-hmm.
The main
Definitely.
Thing. Definitely condoms, lube.
Mm-hmm.
I like to bring wipes. They're just easier to deal with than a towel.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're like at a club and stuff. Usually at clubs they have like showers and stuff like that, but yeah, a wipe is just good. Yeah, like I have my like regular toiletries that I carry with me just like on a regular basis.
So what are those? What are like lifestyle relevant toiletries?
Deodorant,
okay.
Like body spray.
Mm-hmm.
Lotion.
So you would bring these out, like just like if we're going to the club, you would just bring those in case of. Oh, I guess if after you play, you want to freshen up.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I always have those things on me. Okay. I always have deodorant on me.
Yeah.
Because it's not good when your deodorant clocks out.
No.
And
no.
I don't like being ashy, so I try to bring lotion.
The lotion makes sense. Lotion does make sense because you get sweaty, and then you might jump in a shower or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about like flats and stuff?
Yes. And we'll talk about this. It's like just a footnote in the sticky pages. But we went to a party last weekend and I forgot my flats. But I usually, when I'm going out to a party or something like that, I wear heels. But at the end of the night, after you've been fucking or dancing or whatever, I am desperate to put on a pair of flats. Mm-hmm. So I definitely make sure that either I have flats in the car or I put flats in my bag. Mm-hmm. But I forgot them last time. But, you know. But yes, definitely flats.
Okay. And like on a single night, like how many lingerie like stuff do you bring? Do you just usually bring one or you bring
I usually just bring one. Well, okay. So I have multiple outfits. But I usually only bring like one lingerie outfit. So I'll have whatever my outfit, my street clothes to show up in, mm-hmm. Whether that's a club dress or, just like a cute, you know, outfit or something like that. It depends on, you know, what the event is, and I'll have my lingerie that I'll change into, mm-hmm. and depending on whatever my street clothes were to come to the event, I may have another outfit to change into to leave. And I know this sounds excessive, but it's really all about my comfort, right? Because I want, again, like as soon as I walk in the door, I want to be fuckable. Mm-hmm. And when I leave, I still want to be fuckable, but I want to be like comfortably fuckable.
Interesting.
Like, because I'm tired. Like, I'm tired. My body is sore. And like every time we leave a party, I'm usually like I can feel it. Mm-hmm. It's like a workout. So I want to be comfortable. I want to have my flats. I want to have like my, you know, just little comfortable shorts and crop top or like just a little, you know, cotton body con dress or something like that. That's still cute, but that I'm not, you know, that it's something easy that I can just throw on and go out. And like head to Denny's at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Oh my God, like Denny's or IHOP, those are so good after a play night. Those are great places to go. We should talk about like recommended food spots and the Waffle House. Yeah, those are my three favorites. Mm-hmm. All right, so not too much to add. I'd say in terms of the condoms, I think fellas, I mean, I think everybody should just remember, latex and polyurethane condoms, try to bring, you know, some of each of them. I'm running into more and more situations where people are reporting that they're allergic to latex. And this will require a polyurethane condom alternative. Trojan Supra Bearskin is like the most popular I found, but there might be some other polyurethane condoms. Latex allergies are one reason to make sure you have polyurethane condoms with you. The other reason why you might have to bring polyurethane condoms along is because there are some lubricants that people like to use that are not water-based lubricants. There are some oil-based lubricants in particular, and oil-based lubricants compromise the material of latex condoms. They tend to destroy latex. And so one surprising thing I'm finding is that people are getting into using coconut oil as a lube. And some people use baby oil. Some people use all kinds of massage oils as personal lubrications also. But just know, oil-based lube will destroy the condom. You can risk actually tearing open a condom. And there's a reason why we wear condoms.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Lube, you know, just seconding that, oil-based and water-based lubes. I would say, you know, if you haven't talked to the partners that you're going to run into, just have like a little backup. I mean, I wouldn't say, come in there with two big bottles of oil and water-based lube, but just keep that in mind and have a backup. I also recommend cock rings. Mm-hmm. I like cock rings. They not only keep you super hard, which women love. Mm-hmm. They love sucking on a really hard cock-ringed penis.
It's just easier.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the viewer, the listeners, what's so great about sucking a really, really hard dick?
Well, like, with a capital D. It's just, it makes it much easier to hold on to keep the suction going, mm-hmm. To make a really tight seal mm-hmm. around the penis. Because when it's not all the way hard, like if it's not like a half chub or mm-hmm. it's even soft, like mm-hmm. it's like Jello. Like, it's all over the place. You can't keep it in your mouth. It keeps popping out and mm-hmm. falling to the side and all that kind of stuff. But when you got a rock hard dick, you can really work some magic there. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know where it's going to be.
Yes. Yes. I love when women give me head when I'm, like, 100%, mm-hmm. like, hard. Because, like, I can feel every vein yeah. on my penis. And I could feel her lips going over each of them. Mm-hmm. So, cock rings are good because of the erection. But they're also good because they give you explosive orgasms.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Yes. It's a very intense orgasm. So that's the reason why I use them. And plus, you know, when I use... And
what type of cock ring? Because there are varieties. Oh,
yes. So I use rubber cock rings only. There are some metal ones. Metal ones make me uncomfortable because yeah. if you run into an emergency situation where you need to get it off, like, you can't just cut it off. Yeah. I mean... not unless you have a chainsaw or something.
A chainsaw. And
the thought of bringing a chainsaw near the dick, especially when it's hard, is a nightmare scenario there.
Oh, I would say like breath mints too, or like mouthwash. Mm-hmm. Mouthwash, yeah. Really.
Mm-hmm. Listerine strips, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And usually at the parties, like there's mouthwash mm-hmm. there for your use.
Yeah. So you could get those little travel size mm-hmm. mouthwash bottles. I think as far as clothing, you mentioned lingerie. Don't forget your sexy jewelry. We have our black rings we make sure to bring.
Yes.
That's at everything. And of course your beverages. So that's your
How could I forget liquor? So that was something else I forgot at the party. I was just fucking up. I bring my own cup. A friend of mine, a lifestyle friend, brought her own cup to a party, and I was like, that is a great idea because I have my own cup, and so you're bringing your own drinks, and that way I don't lose my cup, and I can keep up with my drink, and
I should
just like
start
having my own little tumbler.
Yeah, you have a cute cup.
Yeah.
So I had a thought about beverages. So I'm purely wine or liquor.
No beer.
And I suggest no beer. Mm. So the reason why I suggest no beer is because beer keeps you running to the bathroom more mm. often. And it also, makes you belch, which yeah. is like not sexy.
Gassy, makes you gassy.
Right. I mean, could you imagine like getting ridden, you know, and then just, you
oh,
know.
God, no.
And it just smells like hot wings and Philly cheesesteaks. Yeah, no, we'll figure out something soon. Okay, so,
But you bought beer last weekend.
I didn't drink it, though.
So you just gonna have everybody else fucked up.
Well, listen, no, see, the truth is, it was a pool party.
Yeah.
I had liquor, but it was, like, half full.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate bringing half full bottles, but I didn't want to, like, buy another bottle. So yeah. I was like, okay, beer would be a good little, you know, plus.
You could buy some wine coolers.
Wine coolers? No, come on. I don't buy wine coolers. I can't bring myself to do that. Oh. I thought about it too. I was in the store.
Yeah.
And I was like, should I get these Mike and Ikes or whatever they called those?
No, Mike and Ike. Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Yes, Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Mike and Ike. That's a candy.
Oh, it is a candy. All right, my bad. Whatever. But yeah. And those Smirnoff Ices. I was like, mm-hmm. nah. I haven't bought any of that crap since I was in undergrad.
Just a side note on the liquor. If you're going to drink,
oh yeah,
make sure you can hold your liquor. or make sure like you're drinking water at the same time. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you're staying in a state of mind where you can still have a good time and mm-hmm. everyone else around you will have a good time. Because nobody likes a sloppy drunk, mm-hmm. especially when people are trying to get it in.
Yeah, it was really a shame. See, what happened was... I'll just give a general scenario. What can happen is, you know, you might want to really play with another couple and one of their friends goes down because she had too many drinks. And now this other couple you wanted to play would have to take care of this person. Yeah. And that's three people who are now not fucking that night. Three. Just because one had too much to drink. So water was another companion to beverages, although you can usually get water wherever you are. And I recommend, you know, having like a glass of water, a little small glass of water after every drink. Not only does it keep your liver, you know, healthy and functioning, it also keeps you from getting fatigued from the alcohol.
Yeah.
It keeps you from getting dehydrated.
Which keeps your energy up, because again, no one wants a dry pussy.
It keeps the pussy wet. Okay. And we support wet pussies. Wet pussies matter. Remember?
Yeah.
Water is important. And I don't give a fuck. Like, I will go to the bartender after every drink and be like, I need some water. And he'll get pissed off, and I don't care. Like, I'm like, give me my water. I'm still buying drinks, but I'm having my goddamn cup of water after every Long Island iced tea. So, fuck you. All right. So now let's talk about what to bring for a short sleepover or a weekend stay. So, all of the stuff we've already mentioned apply. So, you'll bring that stuff. But what are some other things you might bring if you're staying a little bit longer?
Well, definitely more outfits.
Yeah, I thought so.
And I would say, not just one outfit per night, like multiple outfits. Because you may start off in one, and you start fucking in that one, and it gets a little messy. And you may want to put on something else for the rest of the night or later. Some people are comfortable just being, you know, once the one outfit comes off, just being naked the rest of the time, which generally I am. But sometimes the bomber likes me to put on clothes. I don't know why.
Yes, because it builds tension.
Hell yeah, the build tension and all
that
bullshit. So I have to make sure that I have, like, other outfits to put on so that I'm not just hanging out naked, like, on the couch, which I'm totally fine doing.
No, I'm trying to compare what being naked all day does. Just keep talking. It's gonna come to me in a second.
Okay. So I would say more outfits like that. I would say any more personal care items. So if I'm staying a weekend, like it's just like you're going a weekend away for a vacation, for any kind of regular vacation. So like stuff to take care of my hair, you know, all of your travel toiletries. This may be a good time to bring toys and stuff like that. I feel like bringing toys to the club is a lot. This is a lot to be doing with stuff and at the club.
See, I think so too, yeah.
But I think a weekend is definitely a time to bring toys or extra, I won't say equipment, but, you know, people have like their sex wedges and the pillows mm-hmm. and all those kind of stuff. This is a time to pack those things and bring them with you.
Yeah, and spare batteries if you are going to bring the vibrator and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was going to compare the being naked all day thing to like, you ever walk in a room and like smell like fresh flowers?
Yeah.
Like a really nice scent.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens when you stay in the room for like 10 minutes?
You can't smell it anymore.
Can't smell it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you can't see my titties no more?
Well, once you've been looking at the titties for long enough, they're just like, oh, those are titties. But if you have lingerie on, they can't see the titties yet, or they just see a hint of them. That means that there's still more to see, and they're always reminded that there's more to see. Mm-hmm. But if the titties are just out, there's nothing more to see.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
All right. I'm just saying. Cause you could be there in your, with your titties out all day. If another bitch walks up in that crib and she got on lingerie, them dudes are going to look right at her and they're going to wonder what her titties look like. And they already knows what yours looks like, so they ain't going to be looking at you. They're going to be like breaking their necks trying to see the nipple.
So I'm going to be salty.
Yes, you are. There's a science to this shit, man. Y'all don't be listening. All right. All right. So, all right. I think you mentioned also. So just some play supplies to think about if you're into this stuff. If
lots
you like,
of condoms.
So, yeah, I'd say like two boxes. Mm-hmm.
Like of the big box.
Yeah. Yeah, those big like Costco boxes. All right. So play supplies. So spare battery. So if you're into like blindfolds, handcuffs, and all that shit, you know, bring that. Have variety. I mean, you'll have plenty of time. Yeah. If you have a fantasy, or if you know there's a couple that's into something, yo, bring some shit. Mm-hmm. I would add some toiletries, toothbrush, toothpaste, all that stuff, you know, shampoo, body wash.
Just like what you would towels. Travel with on a regular basis.
Right. So all that stuff, lip balm, because you're going to be, you know, your lips are going to be in special lips. Places. Hand sanitizer, bring some more smell goods, massage oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say if you like it, just bring it. I mean, if you're in a group and you're like, hey, somebody want a massage, you got the oil.
Ooh. How are you going to forget this, babe?
What?
Games.
I didn't forget that. That was on my list of things to bring. So now that we're on the subject, what kind of games?
So any kinds of, like, naughty games. And they might not be, like, physical games. But, like, because we have, what, naughty charades.
Yeah.
I have
naughty play Truth or Dare.
On my phone and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So make sure you have, you know, your games downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
But you also can bring physical games. So we have, like, a naughty Jenga.
Yeah.
Game where you, like, you have to pull stuff, you know, pull the blocks, like Jenga.
So I'm going to come back to this when it comes. I'm going to come back to it because it's important. But no, adult Jenga. Yes. We're going to describe what that's all about. And then you mentioned the apps. Bring a deck of cards because there's a bunch of games you could probably think of.
But don't sit at the spades table if you can't play spades.
Yeah. I think spades is actually, you know, I think spades is a great way to build tension.
Oh, yes.
I'd say, you know, pair up with another couple.
Yeah, so don't play with your regular partner.
Yes, exactly.
If your husband's, your wife is your partner, don't play with them. Mm-hmm. Play with the couple, you know, partner up with the opposite couple.
Mm-hmm.
Person or whatever, and let them be your partner.
Right. And you could even make the game interesting. I mean, say, you know, losers have some kind of sexual penalty. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would look like. Maybe it's a foot massage. Maybe it's, you know, you gotta suck my toes or suck our toes. Or maybe you gotta give us another 20 minute, you know, blowjob or cunnilingus. Be a cunnilingus savage for another 20 minutes. But you can think of something interesting there. Mm-hmm. So those are good. Bring trunks and swimsuits.
Yes.
If it depends. Actually, no. I would say make sure you bring them. Most of the time in our experience, people just jump in water butt-ass naked.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you don't know what the vibe is. Bring a bathing suit just in case it's a bathing suit vibe.
Yeah.
Bring more liquor, more wine. You're going to be there for a few days.
And snacks,
yeah. Snacks are a good idea.
I always like a snack.
Mm-hmm.
I look like a snack.
Hey, yes, you do. A delicious snack. Somebody suggested adult dice, and I've never
used those. Oh, I mean, it's like the same concept, though. Like, you roll the dice. Like, one is a body part.
Mm-hmm.
One is a body part. On one of the die, mm-hmm. there are different body parts. And on the other die are actions.
Oh.
So you roll the die and it'll be like, lips, kiss.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
or like,
shit.
Earlobe, suck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to get that. These games are important, man. They're just really good icebreakers. Mm-hmm. All right. Phone charger, of course. Speakers. This is something I keep forgetting. Speakers, because, you know, you might want to play some music.
I like having music. All right. I like fucking to a soundtrack.
Yes.
It just makes it for a better experience.
It really does. It really does. Fancy party lights, if you're into that kind of thing.
Party lights.
you know, like disco lights. You turn off the lights and then, you know, that could be cool. All right. Again, not all of the stuff you have to bring. This is just some stuff you might want to think about. I'd say it might be a good idea to bring both car keys if you have two car keys. You know, just you don't know what. A lot of stuff gets lost.
No, you lose a lot of stuff. That's what you're trying to say.
All right. what's the disposable diaphragm thing?
The soft cup.
The soft cup. Mm-hmm. That's something else you might want to bring. Just in, these. So I have what are called code red prevention items, and this was one of them. Pepto-Bismol, Imodium, painkillers.
All of that.
Also, for those who dip and dab in the little blue pills, if you've been fucking a lot, sometimes you need a little bit of help the next day. You know, if you got, you know, a prescription from your doctor, or if you talk to your doctor about some other things to use. Some people like to use all kinds of things. I think another one is called Horny Goat. Pills that are designed for male stimulation.
I got that.
Okay, I'm just making sure you're still on the game here. something you women don't have to worry about, that unfortunately, as we get older, guys have to worry about and think about and prepare for. 5-hour energies is another thing I mentioned. Some of these things you don't have to bring with you. You can get them on site. But talk to your doctor before using any of that stuff. Make sure they're all right. Okay. So I think that does it all for the short-term sort of weekend stays. Now let's think about long-term travel. So everything we've talked about so far applies also to long-term travel. So the condoms, the lube, all that stuff applies here as well. So what are some things you might bring for a longer trip? Let's say a week.
Man, so I'm thinking about it because, like, we have this cruise, and I'm really kind of getting stressed because I'm like, what? I'm going to need so many outfits. So one of the focus areas is, like, there's theme nights, right? I have to have costumes. At least I like to follow a theme. If
Absolutely.
There's a theme provided, Absolutely. I will follow the theme. Usually, if you're going on a lifestyle vacation, there may be these themes and that kind of thing. Or if you're, you know, you still may have nights where you know you're going to certain places mm-hmm. or doing certain things. So you want to have your specific outfits for, you know, those special events, theme nights, you know, what have you. Those kind of costumes and kind of stuff. Here's a situation where I'm not going to bring all my lingerie, but I'm definitely going to have, like, a substantial array and variety of mm-hmm. lingerie so that, because I don't want to be seen in the same thing twice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can be, but I don't want to be.
Yes, I understand.
So having enough variety there that I can mix it up. Same thing with bathing suits. I like to get like bikini tops and bottoms in the same color family. So that I can mix and match and rearrange them. So you have several different suits, but it's like maybe 5 or 6 pieces, right? So definitely that. Shoes, again, have shoes that, you know, work with multiple things, but have a good set of heels and a good set of flats that you can work. Make sure that you have enough PG street clothes.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, go to regular places when you need to go to them. Because mm-hmm. there will be times where it's not only like you have to have your clothes on, but you're going to be somewhere where there are vanilla people and perhaps children. Yeah. So you want to have enough, you know, PG, not PG-13, like I try to keep my titties in, street clothes so that you're not offending anybody and, you know, causing a riot or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, I don't have much to add to the clothes. I mean, I would say the same. Although I don't mind getting seen in the same thing twice.
I would
just put a two days in between maybe. So when it comes to alcohol, depending on where you are, if you're just going to like another place in the country, you know, you don't have to worry about that. You just get it, you know, when you are wherever you're going. If you're on a cruise or something, what I'd say is you can get the drink packages. Some people don't recommend that. If you're on a budget, look up Rum Runners. That's all I'm going to say. Rum Runners. Look it up. And that could be another strategy you use to save a few bucks.
Oh, yeah. So one of the suggestions that we had was that, so on the cruise, specifically for cruises.
I would say outside of cruises.
And resorts, yeah. International resorts, because you're not really using your phones is the thing. So having business cards that have like your room number on them, obviously your
SLS profile, or your whatever your lifestyle
or
profile,
your lifestyle, whatever, if you're, whatever you're on Cassidy or, whatever the other sites are.
Quiver, Vudu.
Yeah, Love Vudu. Yeah. So your profile name, maybe your Kick, screen name.
Yeah.
Screen name.
Kick username, whatever that is.
Kick username, whatever. But just so people can contact you when you're on the boat or when you're at the resort and they're not like calling you. And it's not giving them necessarily like your private phone number or information that. So they can, if you want to link up, you can find each other and that sort of thing. So that's been a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you even want to put your, discreet profile picture on the
card. Yeah, I would say a profile picture. I mean, I know we wouldn't put our faces on it.
Nah.
We would never want to put our face and SLS name on the same document.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever you talk to, and give the card to, I think it's probably good practice to make sure they look at the thing in front of you so that they don't just throw it in their bag and they forget who the hell this was, you know, when they're looking at it later.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're going to a cruise or a hotel, some would suggest bringing something to decorate the door with.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whiteboard or something like that, or a poster.
So people can leave you messages,
yep.
Like, hey, such and such, stop by, meet us, you know, in the dining room at 8 or stuff like that.
I also heard something about clothing steamers or other wrinkle release products if irons aren't available on some cruises.
Yeah, you don't want to be wrinkly.
No, not sexy. And electronics, like I would add a surge protector or two if you're on a cruise, maybe even a hotel. Waterproof cases, you know.
So if you go on, like, in the water, excursions, or like.
Okay, so I think those are the main things. So I hope we answered your question. Coffee and cream.
I know it seems. I think it does seem like a lot, and it kind of is. And I would say just play around with what you bring until you feel like you know what your necessities are.
Right.
But I mean, people bring a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like you bring a lot of stuff.
So I'd say condoms, lube, absolutely crucial. Everything else you can usually figure it out.
Yeah.
And everything, you know, if you forget something, it's just sort of a minor inconvenience. But the condoms and the lube, number one, for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think we're ready for sticky pages.
Yes, sticky pages.
So let's first describe. So let me just throw out the scenario here. So we got invited to a pool party. This was a private pool party. We got invited because we met a couple. This is how it usually happens. We met a couple at a hotel party. They really liked us and they invited us to a private party at this house that they rented. It was a pool party. I was very excited because this was our first lifestyle pool party. You know, this will be I like water, I like alcohol, and I like when they're both mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And this pool party was exclusive, and lifestyle exclusive parties can be really awesome because the people there are usually sexy, and they're ready to fucking play.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the scenario. That's basically the summary. Now, do you want to describe what the setting looked like, what the setup was?
Yeah, so it was like, pretty much there were some chairs around the pool and they had the grill out and people were just sitting under the like patio, and by the pool and hanging out. So this is one of the situations where it started off with bathing suits. At first, everybody had on a swim. Well, a couple girls were topless.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple girls were topless,
but for the most part, everybody had on bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had on swimsuits. And so it was really like, It was a regular cookout at first.
Yep, just with a few titties out.
That's yeah, all. Just with a few titties.
And so you described the crowd, so we'll leave
that. It was a, oh, what?
Yeah, you want to describe the crowd?
Yeah. So it was a mixed crowd. I would say it was fairly evenly distributed between, you know, white people and black people. I think there was one Latino couple.
I think it was evenly distributed in terms of people of color and white people. Yeah. They were like, you know, there were some blacks, some Latinos.
Yeah. And there was a few single guys, a fair number of single guys. There were some single girls as well, but it was mostly couples.
Right.
It was primarily couples.
Right. Yeah.
And all everybody was young. Mm-hmm. Nobody was like over.
There was one.
Oh. Oh, yes, there was. I forgot.
That was interesting.
Except for one, like, nobody was over 40, I would say, or 45.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, so it was definitely a trending younger crowd.
Right. So, I'm sorry, I'm just remembering the first play, well, I say the second play thing, because somebody was fucking in the pool when we got there. But,
oh, yeah.
The first, like, real play thing I saw when I said, okay, I'm loving this party, because we met a unicorn there. She was a cute, she was an adorable unicorn. And, like, you know, I think we were talking to her for a while. We were socializing, getting to meet new people and everything. And then the next time I saw her.
She was in between two dudes.
She was in between two dudes getting rocked. Mm-hmm. And she was enjoying every minute of it. And the guys were respectful. I mean, it was just really cool because they were in the living room. They didn't go to, they weren't even in the play space downstairs. They were right in the living room, right where people walk in.
Yeah.
Like, if you walked into the party, the first thing you'd see is, yes, FMF.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, MFM.
Yeah.
Threesome. And it was a sexy threesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a highlight for me. So what were some highlights for you from that party?
Well, definitely the pool. I like that pool party cookout kind of aspect. And the people. It was a really nice crowd, I think.
Yeah, it was. And I want to talk about Jenga.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to talk about Jenga. So there was a Jenga game. So I've always wanted to play this adult Jenga game. And the rules are basically the blocks are color-coded. It's kind of the same rules as Jenga. You know, you pick one block and put it on top without letting the tower fall. But the blocks are color-coded, and on each block is sort of a dare. But from what I understood, and I could be wrong, the color codes were supposed to indicate the severity of the dare. And this particular game of Jenga did not have a severity, like, difference between the blocks. Like, whether, like, it's, I think it's, like, green, yellow, and red. Red more severe, and green is a little slow. If you picked up a green block, it would be like, okay, you got to give everybody of the opposite sex head. And I'm like, wow, that went from 0 to 10 pretty quickly. But anyway, this could be a really fun game. It's sort of like Dare without truth and with Jenga blocks.
Yeah.
So I had been wanting to play this game. I know I was probably getting on people's nerves because I was like, hey, who wants to play? Who wants to play? And, you know, people were like, you know, we would get the group together and then one person would go to the bathroom and then be like, they'd be like, okay, let's wait for this person to get back before we start.
No, fuck it. We're playing.
Yes. And I'd be like, no, fuck that. We're doing this now. So then there was this black couple that came up in there.
And that was like as soon as they walked in, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
No, I think that was as soon as... this was hilarious. I'm sorry. This is so funny, but it was beautiful at the same time. So they come in, and then there's another couple sitting there, and then we start playing Jenga. And I think one of the first dares was like, take your bottoms off.
Mm-hmm. No, take your top off.
Oh, take your top off? I don't know. Anyway... Take your clothes off.
Uh-huh.
And so we followed suit. It was just you and I and this other couple. And I think there was another couple there that was like,
nah,
we're not going to do that. And so we were like, all right, fuck it. So I think the very next dare was give everybody, or give everybody head. Mm-hmm. And I think if you picked up that block, you had the option of sharing the dare with somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I think the girl picked up that block, mm-hmm. and she was like, you want to share with me? And you were like, yeah, sure. So there were me and the guy just sitting there getting head. Mm-hmm. And then y'all switched. Mm-hmm. And she gave me head. You gave him head. He was enjoying it. I think we had a 30-second clock down. Timer or something mm-hmm. like that. Countdown. And we were just counting slowly, very slowly. But then I think I got the dare. The same dare. And then we had to give you guys head.
Right.
Now.
And at that point, I was naked.
Yeah.
That's when I got naked.
Yeah. Everybody was, I think, yeah, the two girls were naked at that point. Mm-hmm. But the most hilarious, after we did that, the girl, like, at this point, I think the other couple that was sitting there, it was their turn to pull the block. Before they pulled that block, she said, y'all ready?
Yeah.
She said, y'all ready to go?
So she was like, at this point, like, everybody's naked. Everybody has soft swap. So while we're still playing.
It was time.
Yeah.
And I remember walking away from the Jenga blocks and somebody pulled the block and it had fallen. Yes. It had collapsed. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was just funny to me. So we went upstairs to a private room. Well, yes. Another thing I liked about this pool party setup is that there was a common play space, but then there were all these bedrooms upstairs. And so the guy read my mind because he pointed at a bed and he looked at me and he shook his head and I was like, and I pointed upstairs. And we went upstairs and we started playing and they were a lot of fun.
They were a lot of fun.
But this always happens. We had the room to ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And then people started coming in and crowding that shit.
Yeah. There's only so many people that can fit on a king bed.
Right.
And, like, four is already a crowd.
Right.
Like, six is pushing it.
Six is pushing it. For one bed, six is pushing it. Yeah. I mean, it could be fun if you have other objects there to be on.
Yeah. Which there were some. Mm-hmm. A little bit, but yeah. But yeah, our party got crashed.
Yeah, it got crashed. But it was cool because again, everybody was sexy. Mm-hmm. Another highlight is you had a goddamn Energizer bear. Bear man bunny.
Tiny bear bunny. Look, all I'm gonna say is, don't judge a book by its cover. So here's the thing, like, stuff just happens at parties when there's just a whole lot of fucking going on. And so this guy, I had seen him in the party earlier. He would not have been the one that I would have chosen. Because usually, before we even go play, Bomber will be like, so is there anybody here that you're interested in? And I'll ask him the same question. He would not have been on my list of people interested to fuck, basically. But he was there. Like, I had just finished with somebody else. Like, mm-hmm. It was like a transition period. Mm-hmm. And he saw his opening. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he came over to me and I was like, all right. Well, you know, we'll go for it. You know, other people are getting themselves together. And his dick game was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
And, like, I had to ask him to give me a break. Like, usually I can handle some dick.
Yeah, definitely can handle some dick.
Yes. And even for extended periods of time, I'm the one that be wearing folk out.
Yeah.
And I was like, sir.
And you weren't even his first one that
night. No, I wasn't.
Because he had been pounding somebody else. And that's how I knew. I'm like, this guy is different.
But he was also, like, 24.
Okay, that explains it. That explains it. Yeah, 24, I was fucking just like that. Yeah, them days are over. But he was a good performer. There were a few good performers. Yeah, I think, yeah. So the last couple, this is my other highlight.
Yes.
So the last couple wore my ass out. That girl wore me. I had fucked about four chicks at that point. And I remember we were, I think it was at that time of the night where I didn't think we were doing any more fucking. And we were just in the kitchen, just chilling. And this couple, I think they came late.
They did.
Because she had a banging ass body.
She did. She had a real nice booty.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh shit. So we just dancing in the kitchen, got some reggae playing or some shit. I can't
By
even
this
remember.
Time, I was tired.
Yeah.
I was yeah. tired.
Yeah. I was tired too, but I wasn't ready to go home.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what other adventures we can sort of scope out here. Mm-hmm. And we got a hell of an adventure because, I think at first we were trying to get another group yeah. into the room, and there was just this one couple that we thought wanted to play with us, but
maybe they just
wanted to play with us and not anybody else.
Because we had tried to get them with a group before.
Yeah.
And they like disappeared or didn't show up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that first couple, we tried to get them to come with us. But anyway, so we ended up with this couple. And the funny thing about her was that she's kind of like you in the sense of what she likes. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like a whole lot of oral.
Yeah.
She doesn't like giving a lot of oral or getting a lot of oral. Because anytime I was down there for like 2 minutes, she'd be like, all right, where's that dick at? Get that dick back inside me. Be like, okay, all right, I'm just taking a break. And then I'd be like playing with the titties or something. She'd be like, all right, where's the dick? Where's the dick? I'm ready for the dick. But you liked the guy, so what did you like
I
about
I did like the like guy, because again, like I said, I was tired at this point. Like, mm-hmm. I was tired. We had been there, I don't know, like 5 hours. I have been fucking the majority of the time, and I have been drinking. So I was just exhausted. But, like I said, don't judge a book by its cover. But he was cute. He was attractive.
Yeah, he was a good-looking guy, yeah.
But he was older. Mm-hmm. So he was definitely the 40-plus range.
Right.
And so his dick game was like, I'm going to give you this good dick for, like, 10 pumps, and then we're going to take a break. I'm gonna recharge, and then we're gonna do it again. Uh-huh. And so we did that for like 3 times, but it was totally cool. And I was just laying there, like, we were just laying there, like, cuddled up, watching y'all. And I was like, "You cool? Just watching?" He was like, "Yeah, I'm good." I was like, "Cool," because I'm tired.
Yeah.
But it was a nice juxtaposition to 24-year-old who was like, pound, 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 pound,
yeah,
pound, 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 pound,
yeah.
And it was a slower fuck. It was more relaxed.
Yeah.
But it was still great.
It was a nice late night,
yes.
end of the night fuck. That yes. was a great, like, except, I mean, you got to relax. I did not.
It was that, yeah.
I did not get
it was
to
a,
relax.
It was a great ending to my yeah. night. It was a relaxing uh-huh. fuck. Like, if someone would at that point, like, had tried to bend me over and, like, just fuck the shit out of me on the side of the bed. That's not what would have been happening. Mm-mm. But I can lay on my back, and you gonna stroke that long dick for a little while and then let me relax. Hey, we can do
yeah.
this. We can
I mean,
do
I,
this.
I think that's a lesson to just, you know, fuck with your own pace. Don't try to do yeah. too much if I you mean, don't feel like doing too much.
Exactly. And I think it's, for me, it was like, knowing what I want at different times. Like, it all doesn't have to be the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, when the party is going in the middle of the party, yeah, you want to be all over everywhere and on everybody and, mm-hmm. you know, all the dicks. But at least for me.
Make the dicks rain.
Yes. At the end of the party, I just want a nice slow stroke and some cuddling. And I'm yeah. good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Rub my booty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Oh, wow. No, that was nice. So that party was really fun.
The other part I liked was the shower.
The shower?
Yeah.
We got in a shower?
Yeah. It was like 4 of us in that shower.
When did we? Oh,
yeah.
Shit. I totally forgot about that.
Yes.
That was awesome.
It was. Yes.
Yes.
So this house had like a big, like, walk-in shower with multiple
yeah.
shower heads. So the couple we were playing Jenga with, And we ended up taking like a shower with them, and that was extra sexy.
Oh my god, y'all, soap suds. Y'all remember what I said about them soap suds, yo? They were just these hot ass black chicks covered in soap suds, just lathered up, touching and feeling and kissing. And oh my god. Oh, and the other thing is, you got to scissor for the first time. It looked sexy as hell. I didn't know what the hell y'all were feeling.
Nothing.
But y'all would definitely scissor. It looks sexy as fucking hell. Like, I think if your objective is to turn on the room and to put on a show.
Well, that is always my objective.
Yeah, like scissor.
Yeah.
Yeah, look up scissoring, figure out how to get your body right for scissor. It is fucking hot as shit. I can't believe I forgot about the shower. I had completely forgot about the shower. Yeah, because I was drunk and I was like, I busted like two nuts at that point. Like I was in a fog.
Yeah, because I had to call you in. So I was sucking. No. So here's what happened. I saw them in the shower and I was like, oh fuck, that is sexy as fuck. I want to go get in the shower. And I was sucking this dude's dick. And I was just like, you wait right here. I'm about to go get in the shower. I'll be right back.
Oh, wow.
So I went and got in the shower, and then I called. You were fucking somebody else.
I remember who I was fucking.
And I was like, hey, come get in the shower right now. Mm-hmm. And so then you came.
See, that's what I love about a group experience. You could just be sucking dick or fucking and just be like, you know what? I'm going to leave and do something else. And it's fine.
Yeah.
That other person would be like, what happened? But they'll find something else.
I'm sure he found somebody else to suck his dick or to stick his dick in.
Yeah. There's plenty of holes.
Yeah. There's plenty of holes available.
Okay. There are probably a bunch of highlights we're forgetting. Yeah. It's crazy that I forgot about that. Some soap suds. This party was epic. It was our best house party, lifestyle house party experience. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to the summer. Because that means hot tubs, pools, pool parties, and just fucking outside.
Yeah. We actually didn't fuck outside.
No, we didn't. We didn't. Well, there was just so much going on inside.
And then it had started raining.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was raining. And fucking in the rain doesn't seem like a bad idea. It just seems like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It seems like it would look hot. Uh-huh. But anyway, so that party got me all excited for what we're going to be doing on, is it August 10th?
Yes.
August 10th, we're going to be at the Amore Getaways Cabin Getaway, Rustic Cabin in West Virginia.
Yeah. Berkeley Springs.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that because
we got friends going,
and these are really good friends of ours, but if they're listening to this now, they know who we're talking about. So we're looking forward to I'm looking forward to just being in a play space for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done that before.
Because anytime we go to a hotel party, at the hotel parties, you can always, like, book a room or something and stay overnight. But it's really hard for me to sleep when I'm not at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to go home. Even if it's, like, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I like to go home and get in my bed and sleep in my bed. So it'll be interesting. And we had an experience where we did spend a night with a couple and like the dude snored the whole time. Yeah. And it was just uncomfortable for several reasons.
It didn't feel like home.
No.
But this will be different, I think. Because we've had trips at cabins and stuff like that. And it's been
vanilla
fine.
Trips. Yeah.
No, but I think I'm just looking forward to being somewhere else and with a bunch of like-minded couples, and the guest list looks very nice. I've seen the guest. You haven't seen that, but I've seen it, and it looks nice. So I'm looking forward to it. August 10th. I think there are spots still open. I believe it's like $400. I want to say it's like $400 to book. And they cover most meals. I think there's just one night where it's dinner on your own. But they have, like, all these icebreakers and games. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to ask the host if I can bring my Jenga. I designed a great, great adult Jenga game that doesn't go from, like, 0 to 10 immediately.
It builds tension.
That's right. Look. I got a whole... Listen, people not respecting the tension building is important.
I got you, babe. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yeah, okay. I'm wanting to walk around nude all the time. If you want information on the cabin getaway, I'll put it in the show notes. And I think that there's actually another hotel social on June 16th. Mm-hmm. You said you can make that, right? I don't know if I asked you yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be at the one on June 16th. And the guest list for that looked promising, too. There were some sexy couples mm-hmm. that had signed up. So, anybody who's interested in coming to these parties, they're awesome. Sign up. You can email myself or Amore Getaways directly. Their information will be in the show notes. As always, send your emails.
Yes.
We've been getting them. As you can see, we read them on the show. Send emails, rate us on iTunes, subscribe,
comment,
review,
like, share, yeah. Let people, well, I mean, you know, keep it incognito, but still let people know.
Right.
About the podcast.
Yeah, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, look for us.
On Black Planet, so.
Oh yeah, we're on Black Planet, and Black Planet is still out there, believe that. But thanks for listening. Until next time, stay sexy.
Stay black.
So long.